Water stress for ranchers this year sounds a lot like this. Marla Bear Bishop hasn't seen her hay field for over a week. She's upset, not just because the hay reaches only to her calves, not just because the alfalfa sounds like crackers to walk on, and not just because the grass here won't be enough to feed her animals. No, the last straw today was that her neighbor cut off the water flowing to her field.
He's changing his sprinklers out or some such thing, meaning I don't have water right now. This is why they say that people will kill each other in the West for water, neighbor disputes.
Whether it's neighboring properties or even states, every drop of water in the Colorado River Basin is intricately accounted for. Land comes with rights to use water called shares, shares that people don't like to share.
So every year I'm a stressed person.
Every year is a fight?
Every year is a fight. Yeah, even a good year is a fight year.
Compared to her neighbor's 100 head of cattle, Marla admits her one goat, 5 donkeys, and 2 beloved cows are more like pets. Still, Bishop, a proud second-generation rancher, isn't one to give in.
My ancestors fought this fight.
While fighting is in her Western nature, Marla feels like she's fighting nature much more than anything else lately. This year's record high temperatures and record low rains have been a harsh reminder that her alfalfa hayfield is carved into a high desert mesa.
Why do we put up this good fight to bring the water in here and then fight over it? It's dry land. We're trying to do something to this land that isn't natural. And we try hard.
So Marla Bear Bishop kind of wants to know if all the effort's worth it in the long run.
We've only been irrigating for 100 years, so what was normal in the area? Who knows? How different is this?
A few miles from Marla's ranch in Crawford, Colorado, there are glimpses of a very different past. The Gunnison River cuts through 2-billion-year-old rock along the Black Canyon. And Needle Rock, the lone remaining spire of an ancient volcano, overlooks much of the town.
Well, I think it puts things in perspective for me.
For Pamela Hassinger, ranching in this ancient landscape is like geological therapy.
You know, we get so wrapped up in our own self-importance, but we have to, you know, we have to deal with our everyday life.
And today, Pamela is dealing with the economics of keeping animals without water. She only got a fifth of the hay she normally gets after cutting it 3 weeks earlier than usual.
Yeah, we're done with our irrigation already, and if we didn't cut the hay, the quality of it would go down and start drying out. I am probably going to consider selling my cows.
She says she'll make the decision after the summer ends, but with the weird weather, she wonders what decisions look like even further down the road.
You know, we've had dry summers like this, and then we've had some really nice summers. You know, I think there's probably some overall trend. And if you look at, you know, geologic time, we're just a little blink of an eye.
Jonathan Overpeck keeps his eyes on the paleoclimate history of the Colorado River Basin.
You know, Pamela and Marla have really good questions. They're the kind of things that a lot of scientists stay up at night thinking about.
Overpeck and his research team at the University of Arizona used tree rings to reconstruct thousands of years of climate history. They've seen really wet times, like the 1920s, when the Colorado River was first divvied up.
One of nature's little tricks.
And they've seen really dry times, just as dry as this year.
But they were much longer.
Decades longer. So long, scientists call them mega droughts. Overpeck says there's a long line of evidence for them, but his new research suggests these megadroughts were 20% drier than previously believed.
We knew it was bad, and now we think it was worse.
What's really worse is we don't understand what causes them. There's no known pattern. Suddenly, a La Niña weather pattern starts and doesn't stop.
And that's what makes it so scary about the future is, could we just stumble upon one of these megadroughts? Without even knowing it.
But Overpeck does know that combining climate change and a mega drought adds up to a mega problem.
And this year is a good example of what it looks like when that happens for 1 year. But what we're talking about in the future is getting that for years in a row, maybe even decades in a row. And that will be a real big challenge to deal with.
That challenge doesn't necessarily mean the end of ranching and farming. But with 70% of the Southwest's water going to agriculture right now,
maybe farmers will be able to share their water with other folks who need the water.
People like Michelle Siebler and her daughter Candace, who ran out of gas while hauling water to their house. They live one ranch away from Marla Bear Bishop. Because they're off pipe, they have to bring water to their house, not just for the cows.
Enough water for our showers and our dishes and, you know, all that stuff.
And since Crawford is on water restrictions,
so we have to go to Paoni or Hotchkiss to get water.
The 35-mile round trip to the other towns every other day is costing them a lot of time and a lot of money.
You have to go so many miles and then hopefully you don't run out of gas, but of course we did today, so...
I know other people have a bigger struggle.
Despite all the water fights and the water stress, Marla Bear Bishop is a genuinely good neighbor.
Still, I can't help myself. I want my water and I want my hay. I want my animals to have a big old pile over there in the stackyard. What can I say? I love my field.
I See Change is produced by Julia Kumari Drapkin and brought to you by KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio, and Localore, a national public media initiative produced by AIR, the Association for Independence in Radio, with financial support by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Wincote Foundation, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Our theme music was produced by Joe Allen and Issa Caress.
I see.